What was it like getting out here for your first regular season practice and moving on to, the big opening game?
Well, there's not near as many bodies, that's for sure. When you're down to your 53-man roster and your 8-man practice squad, it feels a little bit different. But I thought that the guys responded to it well. The guys are going to have to take on different roles when you get into the regular season in terms of our weekly preparation. And that was part of the practice today, was working on how we're going to work the scout team. But the majority of the practice was Falcons on Falcons.
You talk about some of the new guys who made the team with fine training camps, I guess Bartu, Warlew, Jones, and Bond.
Yeah, it was a very competitive camp, and I'll say this. We let a lot of good football players and a lot of good men go over the weekend. Tough decisions, but the gentlemen that you mentioned have done a great job, and they've competed, and we said it was going to be open competition. In our evaluation, they won the competition, and that's why they're here on our squad, and they will have an opportunity to help us win the football game.
Are the guys on track? Some of the injured guys that you mentioned you thought would be for...
Yes. Again, we'll have our injury report on Wednesday, but we've continued to have the guys work, and they're working well, and we're looking forward to having everybody available on Sunday against New Orleans.
You got a pretty veteran offensive group. During the preseason, a lot of pieces have been missing. Tony wasn't here. You had some guys who were injured, protection issues. Are you confident because it's a veteran group that you can get this all together here before this first game?
I'm very confident. I thought that when we worked with our first unit, and I think really when we had our first unit that was going to be together, I think we had 2 days the way that it fell in terms of having Tony, Roddy, Julio, Steven, and everybody on the field at the same time. But that's not a concern at all. I feel like we got what we needed to get accomplished. We got some things identified, both strengths and weaknesses, and what our team members are capable of doing, and now it's our job as a coaching staff to accentuate those positives and try to eliminate the negatives and not put them in situations where they're not going to have a chance to be most successful.
I guess for the practice squad, you brought Davey back, maybe necessitated a little bit by the injury to Renfrey. Can you shed any light on Sean's situation?
Well, again, Sean was put on injured reserve. We like Sean a lot in terms of his skill set. It was unfortunate that he had the injury there in the fourth preseason game, which basically ended his season. So he went on the injured reserve list, the reserve injured list. Sean will be someone that whatever he can legally do in terms of participation, which is not much, but he will, he'll be a part of our, he'll be a part of our team based on what he's allowed to do. He won't be able to ever participate on the field when he gets healthy and things like that.
He can go to meetings and
yes,
things
he can.
Of that nature.
Yes, so we'll have him in every capacity that we possibly can. We feel very good about what Sean did for us in the preseason.
Is there any kind of different feel to this week one prep that's the New Orleans Saints at the end of Sunday?
Absolutely not. It's the first game of the season, and there's a lot of excitement on opening weekend. There's a lot of people that have great expectations, great hopes. It runs the whole gambit, and it just really depends on where you are as a football team. We're trying to approach this knowing that the most important game is the next game. And then we put extra weight on games that are within our division because you've got to handle your division. But it's just opening week of the 2013 season, which in itself is an exciting time for everybody.
Anything you can tell us about the tight end, Shuler?
I don't know a whole lot about him. He's a guy that has been on some practice squads, and some of the coaches are familiar with him and been with him. He's from Penn State, and he's more of a Y or a blocking tight end than an F tight end.
Yeah.
saw Manley leave practice. Any update on him?
Again, I'm not going to give out an injury report until Wednesday. And we don't have to, you know, we don't have to talk about injuries until Wednesday. So we'll have our official report on Wednesday.
Hey, Coach, what happens to the team from when you all transition from the exhibition season to the first game? You know, last year y'all won three, but then ripped off eight in a row. And, I don't look up the other records, but, you know, 1-3 or 4, still can ever get off to good starts and so forth.
Well, again, guys, I want to stress our number one goal in the preseason is to win games. We want to win games, but right behind it is keeping our guys healthy and doing things that stress our players, and we want to find out what our players are capable of doing, and I think that we do a good job in doing that. It's not always, you know, it's not always fun at the end of the game when you look up and you didn't get the outcome that you wanted, but we got opportunities to look at guys doing different techniques, playing different things schematically to see if they're going to be able to handle it once we get to the the opening season. And this week, it's game on now. Now it's time to go, and I think our guys understand that. We have a very good understanding of how hard it is to win in the NFL, and that we have to have everybody focused on the task at hand, and most importantly, we have to have as many guys as we possibly can be as healthy as they can for that opening game.